Welcome back to the deep dive. If you've ever sort of wondered how all those tiny sensors, smart meters, things on factory floors, how they all talk to each other efficiently without completely draining their batteries or hogging bandwidth, well, you're about to get the inside track.
Yeah, today we're really focusing on the infrastructure that makes the whole Internet of Things tick. We're talking about Eclipse Mosquito and the protocol it's built on, MQTT. It's basically the messaging backbone for, well, almost all modern connected systems. And we're going to try and make it really clear why it's so vital.
Exactly. We're going straight into the architecture, explaining what a broker actually does, how this lightweight messaging works, and why Mosquito, this specific open source software, has become, well, pretty much the standard. Okay, but before we jump into all the technical bits, we really want to thank the supporter of this deep dive, SafeServer. SafeServer specializes in hosting this kind of essential software and also supporting digital transformation projects. They help you manage and scale up complex infrastructure, just like what we're discussing today. If you want to learn more about how they could help you out, just visit www.safeserver.de.
Yeah, thanks, SafeServer. Okay, so let's start with the basics. Our source material defines Eclipse Mosquito pretty simply. It's an open source message broker, its main job. Implementing the MQTT protocol, it handles the modern versions, 5.0, but also the older ones like 3.1.1 and 3.1, which is important for compatibility.
Right, and MQTT message queuing telemetry transport, we need to really underline the why here. Why have a whole separate protocol just for IoT stuff? Why not just use, regular web protocols?
That's a great question. It really comes down to efficiency. Standard web communication like HTTP, it's fine for websites for complex data, but it eats up bandwidth, and it has a lot of overhead that a tiny battery-powered sensor just can't afford. MQTT, on the other hand, is designed from the ground up to be incredibly lightweight. We're talking minimal data packets, designed to work even over flaky, unreliable networks. That low overhead is precisely why it's perfect for Internet of Things messaging, those low-power sensors, mobile apps, embedded computers, microcontrollers, all that stuff.
Okay, so MQTT is the efficient language, and Mosquito is.
Right.
Is it like the traffic controller, the post office managing the whole conversation? What exactly does the central MQTT broker do?
That's a good analogy. It's the central nervous system, really. The broker manages absolutely all the communication between clients, the devices sending data, and other clients or applications that need that data. It has to sit in the middle. That's key. It means the publisher, the thing sending the data, and the subscriber, the thing receiving it, they never even need to know the other one exists. That simplifies scaling and security massively.
Okay, so walk me through it. A message comes into Mosquito. What happens step by step?
Right. So first, the broker gets the message from a publisher. Step one is checking. Is this client actually allowed to publish on this topic? Authorization. Then, and this is really important, it queues the messages. But it does this according to the requested quality of service, the QoS level.
QoS. Right. That's something beginners might skim over. What does that mean in, practical terms for someone listening?
It's all about reliability. How sure do you need to be that the message got through? QoS basically has three levels, 0, 1, and 2. Level 0 is kind of fire and forget. Fastest uses the least resources, but, no guarantee it arrives. Level 1 guarantees it arrives at least once. Might get duplicates, but it will get there. And level 2 guarantees it arrives exactly once. No losses, no duplicates. Most reliable, but also the most overhead. So the broker's job is to handle all that complexity, to enforce those guarantees, making sure data is reliable, even if the network hiccups. Then, once it knows the message is okay and queued correctly, it figures out which authorized subscribers are interested in that specific data and sends it out securely.
Got it. So the broker handles the mechanics, the security, the reliability rules, but the really clever part seems to be how it routes the data, this decoupling you mentioned. Can you break down the publish-subscribe model or pub-sub that makes this work so well, especially compared to, say, direct communication?
Yeah, this is the big architectural idea. Think about traditional communication. If your temperature sensor needed to send its reading to three different dashboards, right, the sensor itself would have to manage three separate connections. It needs to know the addresses, handle potential failures for each one.
That sounds complicated and probably drains the battery faster.
Exactly. And it's fragile. If one dashboard is offline, the sensor might have issues. Mm-hmm. With PubSub, it's totally different. The publisher, let's stick with the temperature sensor, sends its data only to the broker, just one connection. And it tags the data with a specific topic, something like factory line one temperature. The sensor honestly doesn't care who, if anyone is listening.
Okay, so The broker gets that message, sees the factory line one temperature topic, and then it does the work of finding anyone who's raised their hand, so to speak, saying, I'm interested in that topic.
Precisely. Those are the subscribers. Maybe one is a live dashboard, another might be a system logging historical data, a third could be an analytics engine looking for anomalies. They all just tell the broker, hey, I want messages on factory line one temperature. The broker then pushes the message out to all of them. The sensor never knew they existed.
That sounds way simpler to set up and manage, especially when you add more devices or listeners. And Mosquito itself makes getting started easy, right? The sources mentioned some handy tools for developers.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you're coding, say, an embedded device, Mosquito provides a C library, which is very efficient. But for just quick testing, debugging, or even simple scripts, the command line tools are fantastic. Mosquito Pub to publish a message, and Mosquito Sub to subscribe and see messages. I remember using those all the time on Raspberry Pis or small Linux boxes just to quickly check if things were connected and talking. You can literally send and receive data in seconds from the command line. Super useful for validation.
Okay, so it's flexible. Let's talk about getting it installed. Accessibility. Since Mosquito is open source and runs on tiny things like a Raspberry Pi right up to big servers, presumably it's easy to get hold of.
Yeah, that wide platform support is a huge reason for its popularity. The sources confirm it's pretty much everywhere. If you're on a Mac, you can just use homebrew.brew install Mosquito. On Windows, simple installers, x64 and x86 versions. And for Linux users, Raspberry Pi OS, Ubuntu, Debian, whatever, it's usually right there in the standard package repositories. Or you can use things like snap packages or specific PPAs if you need the absolute latest version.
So generally no complex builds or hunting for weird dependencies. You just install it like any other standard package.
Pretty much, yeah. Makes setup really straightforward.
And what about testing? If someone's just learning or wants to test their client code without setting up their own broker right away.
Ah, this is brilliant. The Mosquito project itself runs a public test MQTT server. It's at test.mosquito.org. It's a fantastic resource, completely free to use for testing purposes.
That's incredibly useful. Saves a lot of hassle initially. What sort of connections does it support? Can you test secure connections on it?
Yep. Covers all the main bases you need for real-world testing. You can connect using plain, unencrypted MQTT, which is good for initial tests. But critically, it also supports MQTT secured over TLS encryption. And for web applications, it supports MQTT over WebSockets, both plain and also secured with TLS. So you can test embedded devices, server applications, web front ends, all against that one public broker.
Okay, so we understand the tech, how it works, how to get it. Let's connect it to the real world. Where is this technology actually making a difference? What are some big use cases?
Well, the sources really highlight its impact in particularly industrial settings. Let's take manufacturing. It's often used there as a core data transmission solution. Think about collecting sensor data, temperature, pressure, vibration levels from maybe hundreds of machines on a factory floor in real time.
Right, moving data off the machines and into systems that can analyze it, replacing older, maybe less flexible systems.
Exactly. It allows manufacturers to gather all this high-frequency data very efficiently. And the big payoff there is enabling things like predictive maintenance. Instead of just running a machine until it breaks, you analyze the vibration patterns, the temperature trends. And the system can predict a likely failure before it happens. You get an alert. Schedule maintenance during planned downtime and avoid those costly unexpected stops. That's huge for efficiency.
Makes sense. And the other major area mentioned was infrastructure, something about energy management.
Yes, absolutely vital area. Think about smart grids. Mosquito and MQTT are often used to aggregate huge volumes of data, but typically small individual messages from thousands or even millions of smart meters across a city or region. This lets the energy providers see electricity usage patterns in near real time. They can spot disruptions or outages faster, optimize how power is distributed across the grid, and generally keep things stable and efficient.
Okay, that paints a clear picture. So if someone listening is thinking, right, I need this, and they're moving beyond just testing, they need to choose a broker. We've focused on the open source Mosquito, but the sources mention other types too. How do you choose the right tool for the job?
That's a key decision, and it really depends on your needs, scale, features, how critical the application is. So first, you have the open source Mosquito that we've been discussing. It's free, incredibly flexible because you can even modify the code if needed, and has strong community support. Great for testing, prototyping, and many small to medium-sized applications. Cost is minimal.
Okay, option one, free and flexible. What's next?
Next up, you've got the cloud brokers. Think services like AWS IoT Core, Google Cloud IoT, or Azure IoT Hub. These are fully managed services run by the big cloud providers. The advantage: massive instant scalability. You don't worry about managing servers or uptime. They handle it all. Ideal for very large-scale, often global, deployments. But of course, you pay for that managed service and convenience.
Right, the pay-as-you-go managed route. And the third type, you mentioned something like a Pro Edition.
Yeah, so there are also Enterprise or Pro Editions, like the Pro Edition for Mosquito offered by Cidalo. These are commercial versions built on the open source core, but with added features specifically for mission-critical, demanding applications. This is where you get things like built-in high-availability clustering, making sure the broker keeps running even if one server fails. You often get more advanced security features, better monitoring, maybe REST APIs for easier integration with other systems. And crucially, you usually get dedicated professional support. If something goes wrong at 3 a.m., you have someone to call.
So the decision comes down to factors like, do I absolutely need 99.999% uptime? How many messages per second am I handling? Do I need enterprise-level security integrations and official support? If the answer starts being yes to those, especially around high availability and support, that's when you look beyond the free version towards cloud or enterprise options. And ensuring things like TLS and proper access control lists are probably non-negotiable at that point.
Exactly. It's about matching the tool to the risk and scale of the project.
Okay, this has been a really insightful look at Mosquito and MQTT. So, to quickly recap, Eclipse Mosquito is that versatile open source message broker. It implements MQTT, the lightweight protocol that's really essential for efficient communication in the Internet of Things, enabling that publish-subscribe model.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to learn more or get involved, the community is very active. You can report bugs or suggest features on GitHub. There are mailing lists and forums for asking questions and getting help from other users. And remember, for those bigger, more critical deployments, companies like Cidalo offer professional support, consulting, and even training, like their free MQTT Academy, to help you build robust solutions.
Yeah, and that choice we discussed, sticking with open source versus moving to a commercial or cloud solution, that really is a major crossroads for many growing IoT projects. It brings up an interesting question for you, the listener, to maybe think about. If you're using the free open source Mosquito right now, what specific requirement might trigger the need to move? Is it needing truly persistent queues for millions of messages if the broker restarts? Is it needing geographic clustering for resilience? What's the breaking point that makes a commercial solution mandatory for your specific large-scale mission-critical deployment?
That's definitely something to consider as systems grow. Food for thought. And with that, we once again want to thank SafeServer for supporting this deep dive into digital infrastructure. You can find out more about their hosting and digital transformation services at www.teethserver.de. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us on the deep dive. We'll see you next time.